I want to talk to you today about Jesus. I thought it'd be a good topic. Jesus, he is in charge of the lost and found. He's the boss. He heads up lost and found. I was born into a world lost. Now you think of that. I was born lost because of the sin of Adam. At first sin, when sin entered life, entered the world, all the human race became lost, separated from God. God saw the lostness of me before I was ever conceived. And God put in place his plan for my individual life and your individual life. I want you to know that you and I owe our eternal life, all the love that you have, all the peace that you see within your life, you owe that to God your Father. He sent his only begotten Son. Jesus, I'm going to tell you why he came in a moment. But I want you to know that he did come. And the question throughout the world, why? Why would God come down as a human being in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ? Because of you and me. He loves me. He loves me like I am. I don't have to change a thing about me. God's going to love me anyway. The changes that take place in my life, he does. Because I said yes to his Son, Jesus Christ. I don't even know what to change. Now, some of you all may find a lot of flaws with me. Normally within families where you'll see them count your flaws.
Oh, in this family, Larry, we count our blessings.
Absolutely, Brother Randy. Absolutely. So these flowing blessings that Randy is talking about, God says, I love you, therefore I want you to find peace. You can't do it on your own, so I am coming down there. Luke 19:10. Why did he come? Listen to it. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He came looking for me. Now, listen to me. You don't know to look to Jesus for peace when you're lost. You don't know that. You do not know that. Only until you come under conviction. And let me tell you, slick preachers out there that are going to be so convincing to people, it is not through your convincing that an individual is saved. It's through the conviction by the Holy Spirit in the heart of that individual. When that individual becomes convicted, meaning they recognize that they are lost, they are sinners, then and only then can they say yes to Jesus. Not through convincing. You convince me of something, somebody slicker than you is going to come around and convince me otherwise. No, you really don't want that hot dog. You want a pizza. And about the time I take a bite, I realize, no, I didn't. I wanted the hot dog. That's convincing. Jesus said, I'll convict. I'll come into your heart. You'll know who I am. You will know that I exist. You will know me, and I will reveal myself unto you. Because I love you. Now let me give you this one too. I want you to remember this. So you got to pay attention when you're remembering. I want you to remember this. They tell me I'm getting a bad habit of that. Pay attention, kids. I want you to know there are a multiplicity, or there's innumerable ways to get to Jesus Christ. Now, are you hearing me? There's many different ways to get to Jesus. There's many different ways of knowing Jesus. You listen to me. Some people will look at the wind blow a tree, and all of a sudden they're under conviction. Man didn't do that. There's more. And they come under conviction, and Jesus tells them, it's me. It may be someone leading you to Christ. It may be an inanimate object that is standing there, and all of a sudden you look at it, and you say, I believe. You see, there's multiple ways of getting to Jesus or recognizing Jesus. But Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name given by which a person can be saved than that of Jesus Christ. He is the only way. What did he do? Or what did he do when he came into my life? What in the world did he do to me? When he saved me, what he did was take all the pain of my guilt and all. Listen to Isaiah 53:5. Jesus was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. Jesus was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. Are you getting it? The punishment which made us well was given to him. But we're healed because of his wounds. God looks to the heart, and he sees a heart that needs healing. Do you ever have your heart broken? In an article that I wrote to pastors, article for the week, you know, I was talking about the kids getting back to school and what all they're going to have to face. One of them has always been broken hearts. I got my heart broken every year in school. Matter of fact, several times. All the girls said no. And I just got my heart broken. You know, you'd fall in love and you never had said a word to them. And then they don't appreciate that on their kids. So I'd get my heart broken. Do you know that Jesus pays attention to that? I don't care how young you are. He pays attention to that. Jesus is my ark. Jesus says, get on board. If Jesus is in the boat, get in the boat. If Jesus ain't in the boat, don't get in it. You got me? If he's in there, I don't care what the storm looks like. If Jesus is in it, get in it. The same way with the storms of life in your life. Jesus said, I've come, and I've come for you. And what needed to be done, I did for you. Because I'm in charge of the lost and found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Well, I was blind, but now I see. Jesus says, I've come for you. Will you come to me? And when I said yes to him, all hell can't do anything to me anymore. Or they can kill you. Well, yeah, they can, but they can't do that without permission from God. And if God gives them permission to do it, then fine. Fine. But it ain't that easy. God says, my love for you is so strong, it supersedes the human existence. You see, you and I are just on this planet for a very short period of time, folks. I'm getting ready to leave. We're on this planet for a short period of time. I'm with Jesus throughout eternity. Amen. Well, I got a better one for you. I'm going to be with you all throughout eternity. You got to put up with me throughout eternity. That's a long time. The one you love and that you've talked to about Jesus, they've said yes to Jesus. Don't you worry, though you do not see them, you will. For where they are as Christians, so will ever other Christian be soon. How did he do it? 1 Peter 2, verse 24. I think my reference on the other scripture is off. Isaiah 53, 5. I'll look that up. 1 Peter 2, 24. Scripture's correct. I think my reference may be wrong. He used his servant body. He had to come physically. Why? Because we have a physical body. He had to feel your pain. He had to feel your brokenness. He had to feel your hurt. He had to see what joy really does to the human existence. He wanted to see it firsthand. So therefore, he comes down for you and for me so that he can feel what you feel. And you think you feel bad? Jesus, when he went to that cross, he took the problem of every person that would ever exist. He took the sin of every person that would ever exist. He took all the hurt and pain and took it to that cross. And there, he remembered your name. Now you, listen, he knows your name. Jesus knows your name. Are you hearing me? It's Christmas time for you because he put your name on a list. You made the list. Man, what a Christmas present. Woo! I'm on Jesus' list, and it's a good list. He checked me more than twice. And he's blessed your life, blessed my life. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross. Told you. So we could be rid of sin. Free to live. Freedom. Freedom. Jesus is the one who's given us freedom. Jesus preached freedom. Not bondage. Not socialism, not communism, freedom. And appreciate it, America, because we're about to lose it if we don't watch it. Free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. He was wounded for me. You got it? For me. I was healed through him. No, don't you let these people tell you, yeah, but all those sins I've committed afterwards, those are boards that are just laying in front of me before I get through the pearly gates. I have no idea where they got that stuff. They didn't get it from the Bible. If you're saved by Jesus Christ, you're saved past, present, and future. The punishment for the sin of the Christian is the sin. Don't you get it? The punishment for the sin of the Christian is the sin. You can't live such a good life to work your way to heaven. If you could, you'd brag all the way there. Oh, I made it. Oh, Larry Pete, it's given to you. Well, if you're going the same place I'm going, it's given to you too. Amen. That's a fact. So what's it all about? Jesus does all of this. He does it for me. I got Miss Audrey being baptized on the 13th of September. I'm going to start baptisms again, whether Kentucky likes it or not. And God says, this is what I want you to do. When you say yes to my son, I want you to recognize what you've done, to present yourself. Do you know what baptism is? Baptism is you showing those that are out there that you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of your Savior Jesus Christ. It's you honoring Christ. There's no power in that water. There's power in the blood.
Amen.
And you've had a blood confusion. You've had a blood transfusion. Don't get confused about it. You're changed inside out. And you present, I believe that you honoring Jesus, that your public confession of faith right there. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know why I love to be doing baptisms? Because Jesus is always there. And I love it with young people. Because they got all their bodyguards, the angels and all, just surrounding. Woo! That's a great place to be, right there in baptism. So God says, this is how much that I love you. And he did it the way he wanted it done to guarantee you will be with him in heaven. It is a symbolized guarantee. The cross and all of this sealed by the blood of the Lamb given to us. Oh, Jesus did everything to try to explain to his disciples. They were hard-headed just like us. It's hard to get it, that love through. But he let them know that. He said, it's love like I'm leaving. Love like I'm leaving. When Jesus left, he left in love. Oh, by the way, he's coming back.
I call this song my bucket list song. Just listen to the lyrics.
Thank you, folks. After Jesus does all of these things for us, giving to us such great love, what did he promise? What was the promise that Jesus gave to us when he left? Listen. Romans 8, verse 1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're covered by the blood. You're covered by the promise. Jesus never breaks a promise. All the promises Jesus has ever made, he's always kept. He promised me that I could not be condemned for my life because I gave my life to him. Well, that sounds sort of simple, doesn't it? No, you should have been there and tell you what he went through. You think that was simple? You think having, what, think of yourself, how ornery you've been in life. Think of all of that and then think, was it simple for Jesus to come into your heart when that heart was that messed up? Wasn't simple, is promised. And Jesus keeps his promises. I know that I will see Jesus face to face. I'm not guessing. I know that I will see him face to face. And when I do, I will see all those Christians that have gone on before. You see, it'll be supper time. Supper time. I will have been called to the table. The best eating. No offense, Faye. The best eating I will ever have had. That supper with Jesus. You know something? It don't get better than that, Brother Randy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for peace, for joy, for the great love that only you can give. Touch our lives now, dear Heavenly Father. Give us the wisdom that we might truly stand strong with you, for you. Let your peace, dear Heavenly Father, be the peace that surpasses all understanding. For we ask for that peace in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here today or you're listening and you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you may have done it today, you may have done it before, but you haven't followed him in baptism, I invite you to do that. All you got to do is call me. If you want to accept Christ, you have accepted Christ, you want to let me know that, please call me. You need to talk to me about it, please call me. You got my number. Your pastor happens to love you, folks. And I want you to find the peace that I was blessed to be able to have, to where I don't sweat the leaving. The hardest thing for me to deal with is to stay in here and waiting to do it. It's called life. But I got a responsibility. Ms. Lovell, I got a responsibility for you. I got a responsibility to every one of you. I promise you this. I'll fight hell to live. I've already beat back two cancers. Probably better quit trying to egg Satan on any, huh? But if there's a third, I beat it one way or the other. Remember, my friend, you're going to have a great opportunity this week. Please, as you go through the path that God has laid out for you on your journey, take time to look down in the ditch of life. If you'll look down in that ditch of life, you'll see someone down there hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. You reach that hand down in a ditch of life, you just might touch the hand of Jesus. Now, whatever you do, as you go, don't gossip. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in service to God. God bless you. You're dismissed.